Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, welcome back. No Dillard, no Willard today. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. I'm in for Mark Willard today. He'll be back coming up on Tuesday, enjoying the holiday with family and friends. Dibs and I, of course, taking off after the show tonight, although I will be hanging around and doing Warriors live and then heading over to Chase and wrapping that one up after the game tonight as well. Spending some time with family, much like you, Dibs.
Nice.
And then getting back here for Monday as well. But we got a big Niner game coming up on Sunday, Niners and Browns. If the Niners win this game on Sunday, Dibs, you don't lock up a playoff spot, but this is a major step towards the playoff spot, because then you have the Titans coming off of a bye, and I mean, you feel like you should be able to win that football
game
as well.
They stink. You can say it. The Titans stink. But I think this game is...
It's a tough game, though.
It's a tough game, and it's more inconsequential than the Bear game and the Seahawk game, because the Bears, sitting where they are right now, and yeah, Chicago is, you know, 8-3, and you think, okay, if they win the division, then all right, go do it, Chicago. But that would mean that they'd have to run through a very tough gauntlet of games. I still think that the NFC North goes through Green Bay and maybe Detroit if they win tomorrow and the pick is in, and I'll give that to you a little bit later in the show.
Yep.
I do think that Chicago, Green Bay, and Detroit are all looking for 11 wins. And if that's the case, well, then you need Seattle and San Francisco to both also have 11 wins, and then you get into tiebreakers. And the Niners have good tiebreakers in division record, conference record, and all the rest of it. But as you look at it, of those four teams that don't win the division that all have 11 wins, only three get in. So if it's Chicago, Detroit, Seattle, and the Niners, if all four wind up with 11 and none of those four win their division, well, then now it comes down to tiebreakers, yeah, and that's where you have to beat Chicago and you have to beat Seattle again.
Yeah, it's also just a simple like numbers game. Like, you get 11 wins, you're probably in.
Probably. But it depends on what those 11 look like.
Yeah.
And I do think
they do already have, I mean, how many wins do they have in conference?
They've got eight in conference.
They're 8-2 in conference.
Right.
They're 0-2 out of conference.
Right. And Chicago's 5-2 in conference.
Yeah.
And so if Chicago winds up, 8-3 in conference, although the Niners have two more conference games. They got the Seattle game. They've got the Chicago game.
Cleveland, Tennessee, Indy are the next three.
Right.
So AFC, 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 then NFC and NFC.
Right. So you're down to two more games. And yep, if you wind up 8-4 in the conference and you wind up 4-2, which would mean you lost to Seattle, and, you know, Chicago might be a team that, if they're also, it doesn't even matter what they are in conference if they beat you.
Yeah.
So if Chicago beats you, then it comes down to you and Seattle. And if you and Seattle split, and Seattle would be maybe 4-2 in the division, and Seattle's got, I guess they've got all five of their games in the conference, or five of their six. So they could wind up 9-3 in the conference. And although that would put them ahead of you anyway in the tiebreaker. But the point being, for me, the Cleveland game, it's important, but the biggest games are Chicago and Seattle left to go.
Yeah, the conference games, specifically the division games, are always going to be more important. But, I mean, the difference might be whether or not Chicago has one more win than you, and Cleveland is a winnable game, albeit a tough game, in my opinion. We'll see how it all plays out. That's coming up on Sunday, 10 a.m. kickoff, Niners in Cleveland. We'll talk more about that game coming up. Plus, we got Greg Cosell in about 45 minutes at 3:15. Looking forward to that. Again, a reminder, it is our Thanksgiving blowout. We've been giving away prizes all day long. That continues this hour and for the rest of the show. The prize this hour is a Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. Just keep listening for the air horn. When you hear that, that's your cue to call the contest line. We will give out the contest line again once we hear that air horn. But let's go out to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Walter in Pinole wants to weigh in. What's up, Walter? You're on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy today. What do you got?
Hey, guys, I appreciate the time. I think I'm a day late. The question yesterday was, how'd you feel about, you know, at the end of the game? And I felt great, man. We got the dub. We won. But the question has always been the three interceptions by Brock Purdy. And in my mind, no harm, no foul, right? So what's the difference between an interception and a three and out? Besides throwing the interception. Same outcome.
Yeah, I mean, Walter, it's a fair point. Now, there are interceptions where, you know, you commit a turnover and the opposing offense has the ball immediately in scoring range, and that happened on one of Purdy's interceptions. Another one of his interceptions happened in the end zone, which took away a scoring opportunity for you. So I wouldn't say it's the same as just a three and out or a punt. But, I mean, Walter, I think to your point, you won the football game. Brock Purdy did not cost you the win. Was he good? No, of course not. But the Niners aren't at a point, and I know Willard was talking about this when you guys were down at Laughing Monk on Monday. This was a game that he needed to see style points from.
Ah, right, style points.
I could not have disagreed more. Just get the win move on.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Now, would I prefer the Niners' offense to be perfect and score 45 points? Yes, of course. I don't care if you win 2-0. With a safety as the only scoring in the game. Win the football game because that gets you closer to a postseason spot. In a perfect world, yes, give me all the style points in the world. But this is not a perfect world, and the Niners are not a perfect football team. Just win by any means necessary, and they did that. Now, it does not mean that Brock Purdy can do that every game, and the Niners will keep winning football games. But I don't know. I was encouraged that their most important player played one of the worst games of his career, and the others stepped up and led the Niners to a win. That was not something I had on my bingo card as possible with this team, given all the injuries.
Even against a team like Carolina, and this is where, you know, we played the schedule game at the start of the year and schedule Sam reared his ugly head. And by the time we got to that schedule spot, it was a home Monday night game against Carolina.
Although we didn't expect Carolina to be as good as, I mean, 6-5.
6-5 is way better than what we thought. And Bryce Young was coming off a 442-yard or 440-something
career
yard.
Career game, yeah.
Franchise record game. And so, oh my God, maybe he's discovered it. Maybe he's
What's
found
wrong
it.
With the
and
Falcons?
Then,
Jesus.
Well, and then you get down to that spot where it's first and goal at the one, and Bryce Young does what we expected Bryce Young to do, which is throw an awful pick.
Disgusting.
He could have like pulled it down and run it. He could have thrown it out of the back of the end zone and lived to fight another day, whatever. But he made that mistake, and Jair Brown kind of duped him into it. He showed that he was going to run up, and then he dropped, and he got the pick. And so, credit Jair Brown for a great play. But that's where, in a spot where your quarterback's going to be really bad, you need other things to go your way. And Jair Brown and the defense was awesome. And so you could look at it any number of ways. I look at a team that survived a bad quarterback performance and still won the game by 2 scores.
Yeah,
it wasn't as fluky as the opener against Seattle, where Brock Purdy was mostly good. And then you got down to the wire and you needed an up-for-grabs throw to Jake Tonjes to win that game.
Yep.
So, I mean, to me, they're...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Been flukier wins.
The Rams game was also fluky.
Yeah.
I mean, they played well for the first half, but the goal line stop where they punched the ball away from Kyren Williams, and then the fourth and one stop in overtime. Like, those are two things that generally, not to any fault of your own, just go against you. And if either of those go against you, you lose that football
right.
game.
And you're losing to Arizona 15-13 inside the two-minute warning,
yeah.
Third and nine, and they throw to Zay Jones, and Upton Stout makes a great play. It's a pass breakup. It's not fluky. It was your guy making a play and their guy not making a play, and then Eddie Money was able to knock one in from 35, and you win that game. I look at last year where these are the games you lost. Not that Monday night was a game you would have lost last year, but
probably.
Maybe like Jair Brown doesn't get two interceptions. Maybe he drops one of them, or Bryce Young chooses to run it in, and now we've got ourselves a ball game. So in football, it's not as easy as our quarterback stunk, therefore he's a bum, even though we won. Everything is so complimentary, and for me, the number one takeaway on this whole year, it comes down to three beautiful consonants.
Oh.
Two of them are the same.
C.
With an M in the middle.
C.
Yes. He is having an MVP caliber year. Now, he won't win the MVP because we don't do that. He might win OPOY.
He probably
will win CPOY.
Yeah.
Comeback player of the year.
There's two others that are having historic seasons. Jackson Smith and Jigba and Jonathan Taylor.
Correct.
Those two are probably going to go 1-2 in OPOY.
But he is probably going to be the first player ever to have a second 1,000 year.
Yeah.
And if they wind up 12-4 and he's got 417 touches and he goes 1250 and 1250 or whatever the numbers will be, he's got a case. And yes, JSN is probably going to go over 2,000, first guy ever. And Jonathan Taylor might approach 2,000 and they're probably going to be the best team in football. I get your case. But my whole thing about this year is, yeah, the quarterback, he's been hurt, and now he got hurt, and then he came back, and oh, his toe, and Brock, you stunk, and
yep.
The defense, you lost everybody, but somehow you found a way. The one constant has been CMC, and he's been unbelievable, and he was again on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, he absolutely was. That's the sounder. You know what that means. It's time to give away the next prize in our Thanksgiving blowout. Up for grabs right now is a Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. All you need to do is be the fifth caller to the contest line right now. That's 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652. Good luck, and remember that if you don't win this time, we've got another chance coming up next hour, and the contest we're giving away, the prize we're giving away next hour is AC/DC tickets, so make sure to stay tuned. What's up for grabs right now, again, the Kuminga bobblehead, but AC/DC tickets coming up and more as the show progresses along. I think it's a good point, Dibs, that this was a win that wasn't really ever in doubt, and this was a win where the Niners were undoubtedly the better football team. And I mean football team, like the whole of the football team, because at times the Niners had kind of been a one-player kind of team this year. You know, you've had some supporting pieces, but it's been just McCaffrey putting the team on his back, and he was very good on Monday, absolutely. They've had games where it's George Kittle against Arizona was amazing with a couple of touchdowns in that football game, and Purdy came back and he was really good with those touchdown passes that he threw in that game. But this was the team as a whole, and it's one of the first times maybe since, honestly, like that Seattle Week 1 game, which still was kind of fluky with that, you know, leap pass to Jake Tonjes in the end zone. Where you felt like you had contributions from both sides of the football, from special teams and from a number of different players. It's why it's encouraging. I wanted, though, to flash back to the last Niner loss, and that was Week 10 versus the Rams at Levi's Stadium. The Niners lost that game 42-26. They got blown out. The Rams dominated, especially early. The Niners could not get a stop. Devontae Adams dominated. Puka Nacua was good. Kyren Williams running wild. So was Blake Corum on the Niners defense. This is what George Kittle said after that game We're talking about November 9th. So what, like 17 days ago, a little more than 2 weeks ago? Here's George Kittle post-game versus the Rams, that 42-26 loss.
I mean, we started the game off with a punt, a fumble, a fourth down turnover, a touchdown, and a punt. And I'm pretty sure, like I said, since I've been back, is that our team is going to have to rely on our really good veteran offense to score a lot of points and not turn the ball over. And we didn't really do that today. And so I think that's going to be the case moving forward. Our offense has to play at an incredibly high level. We have to score a lot of points. We have to not turn the ball over. And I think our defense is going to get better and better throughout the week because we still have a lot of young guys. We have a lot of guys missing. But we have to help out our defense. And that's the way the season's going to go. Our offense has to play at a high level, efficient, not turn the ball over, score points, score in the red zone, and then we'll win a lot of games. But if we're not doing that, that's going to happen.
Everything George Kittle said that the Niners need out of their offense going forward, not just in a game here or there, not just against the good teams, but going forward, everything he said the Niners offense has to do to win football games, they did not do on Monday. But they won by 11. He said you got to score a lot of points, you got to be efficient, you can't turn the ball over, and you got to, you know, score in the red zone. The Niners did not score a lot of points. 20 is not a lot in today's NFL.
Nope.
They did not take care of the ball, turn it over three times. Sure. Should have been four or five. One of those turnovers came in the red zone, as George Kittle talked about, yet they won the game by 11. This goes, Monday's game goes anti-everything we thought about the Niners' path to victory. George Kittle said so himself. Like, if you would have told me, Dibs, coming into the game on Monday night, the Niners turned the ball over three times versus the Panthers. Purdy throws three interceptions, one of them in the end zone, another that gave the Panthers an immediate scoring opportunity. I would have told you, well, the Niners probably lost by 10 or more points.
Perhaps, but then you look at the rushing yardage, and officially that throw in the end zone is not a red zone turnover because the play started at the 28-yard line. I'm just trying to be
technicalities.
Like... Technicalities. Well, because as you know, I do detailed notes every game, and the Niners were 2 of 3 in the red zone, and that interception started at the 28, so it's not a red zone turnover.
You got me.
And I hate to be the guy to get you, because normally you're the one to get me.
It did take away a scoring opportunity, though. They were in field goal range.
They were, and it was, you know, 3rd and 6 at the 28, and honestly, if Purdy just pulls it down and runs it, he gets more than 6, or if he does a little flippy to Kittle, who was about 6 yards away,
like
fantasy points, I didn't really need him, but it would be nice to see, and that would have been a first down as well, and so he took a chance, he made a bad throw, etc. The one thing that George didn't really say, but I know exactly what his point was, the whole thing about the Niners is you get the lead, and in most of these games, they've scored first, and I just was looking back at that New York Giants game where the Giants got the kick. They went down and scored.
That's right.
You're down 7-0, but I mean, no big deal because you weren't that threatened by the Giants. But in general, this team needs the lead. They need to be able to run it. They need to be able to do controlled passing, short passing, and all the rest of it. And so as much as we worry, and I worry about the Browns defense on Sunday, I don't see the Browns just straight up running away with the ball game unless you have some of these really ugly turnovers again. Like, that's the only way that the Browns can light you up offensively, if you give them sharp fields.
Yeah, this is likely going to be an ugly game no matter who wins.
Yeah, what'd you say the over-under was?
We were looking at, I think it was 36.
I mean, wow.
Or no, 38. I think it was 38.
I think it was 36. You
no,
may
it
be
was
right.
30, yeah. 36 and a half, I think is what the number was.
Small.
But I would agree, the likeliest outcome is probably a single-score win by either team. But... what's more likely, a Niner double-digit win or a Browns double-digit win? Definitely a Niner double-digit win. I mean, they are favored to win this game by, what, 6 points?
Down to 4.5,
whoa,
according to ESPN.
Down to 4.5.
Yeah, I had it at 5.5 in my pick'em pool with spreads that came out yesterday or the day before. So depending on where you shop, I do think that the money is, after Monday night, maybe coming in on Cleveland, especially when you look at the weather. And right now it's 42 degrees there and clear, but... Sunday's forecast is not as good as what we're looking at now. So interesting about like the double digit win. I can't imagine either team winning by double digits. And, you know, the Niners special teams has been so good of late, knock on wood, that you think that, you know, they're probably not going to give up a big calamity. And, you know, which team is more likely to have a really severe negative play? I do think it would be the Browns with their quarterback making his second start.
Probably. It could also be the Niners because Myles Garrett's on the other side.
Good point. Fumble six.
He's just a one-man wrecking crew. I mentioned this stat to you and Cam before the show down in the green room, and we'll talk more about this game with Greg Cosell coming up in about 25 minutes here on Willard and Dibs. Grandy in for Willard. Myles Garrett, Dibs, on the season has 18 sacks, which leads the NFL. The Niners as a team have 13 sacks, so Myles Garrett by himself has more sacks than the 49ers do. But how about this? Over Myles Garrett's last four games, five sacks versus the Patriots, one sack versus the Jets, four sacks versus Baltimore, and three sacks versus the Raiders. That is 13 sacks in his last four games played. That is as many sacks as the Niners as a team have this entire season.
That's crazy.
One player.
One player
in four
Michael
games.
Michael Scott, all right.
One player in four games has as many sacks as the Niners team does over the whole season.
Right. And I mean, Myles Garrett, he can wreck the game. We know that. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan had some great comments today in his press conference about it. And he talked about Myles Garrett having maybe the fastest get off, according to advanced analytics, as far as when the ball gets snapped, he's the fastest to get his helmet into the neutral zone. And he can overpower you. He can run around you. He's good against the run. He's highly motivated. This guy will wreck the game. And I'm not sure where he'll line up. He'll line up all over the line of scrimmage, and he'll challenge your guards, and he'll take on Trent Williams. He'll take on McKivitz and all the rest of it. So you're going to have to game plan to allocate an additional person for him at all times.
Yeah, and that's also where Shanahan's going to have to come in and just have a great game plan. I think back to years past when the Niners had kind of taken away Aaron Donald in some games versus the Rams, just completely neutralized him because they got the ball out so quick. That's probably going to have to be the game plan in this one as well. But I don't know. Am I crazy? 888-957-9570. Dibs, am I crazy for coming out of that game on Monday night watching Brock throw three interceptions in good conditions? And not specifically thinking about the Cleveland game, but just in general, coming away actually encouraged about the Niner team. I mean, they're 8-4. They're sitting in the driver's seat for a playoff spot. Doesn't mean they're going to get it, but the odds are in their favor that they're going to be a playoff team this year. What I saw from the defense, what I'm continuing to see from a healthy McCaffrey, what George Kittle has done to the run game, and the biggest part is, of course, what the defense has done the last couple of weeks, but specifically last week versus Carolina. Am I crazy to actually come out of that game feeling encouraged about the Niners' chances to win football games? Because now maybe they don't have to be perfect offensively.
They don't, and you can be encouraged based on the reality of the situation. And I'm looking at the advanced metrics, the EPA, expected points added per play. And the Cleveland Browns have the single worst offense in the National Football League. Oof. They are dead last against as a passing team. And as a running team, they're just slightly below the average. They can run it. So Quinshon Judkins is going to be able to run it. Can the Niners sell out to try to stop him on the ground? Throwing the football, there's no team that's been worse this year. So a Niner pass rush that's non-existent, a Niner secondary that has been up and down, they're coming off a great game. They're going to have, I think, an easier test than they have before. And you look at Tennessee in an upcoming game.
Off the bye for
the
Niners.
They're equally bad. They're not as good on the ground, and they're second worst as a passing offense. So if you want to talk about complimentary football, the Niner defense has a chance to feast, which means the Niner offense doesn't have to put up 35 or 40 points against Cleveland, against Tennessee. Indy, different story. Seattle, different story.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in the short term, I do think that some of the matchups they're going to have are favorable for complimentary football.
Yeah, absolutely. 888-957-9570 if you want to weigh in. Are we crazy for feeling a little encouraged, actually, by what happened on Monday? It feels like we're reacting to a Niner loss. We're debating about the merits of Brock Purdy as the Niners franchise quarterback, and those conversations are fair. We can talk about Brock Purdy as well, but just in general, if I'm looking at the Niner team as a whole, believe it or not, I was encouraged by what happened on Monday because we saw the Niners win a football game where their offense wasn't close to perfect, and I thought that was impossible for this Niner roster considering all the injuries that they have on defense. 888-957-9570. Let us know if we're crazy. Plus, we do have Greg Cosell of NFL Films coming up in about 20 minutes or so. That's all on the way as we continue. This is also a Warrior Wednesday as we get ready for Warriors and Rockets tonight. Brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. And we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Granny with you. Back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.